the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 10 a.m. Monday morning. This is your hashtag Motivation Monday call. This is Carly Wilson, and I've also got Lindy Davis on the phone. Say hi, Lindy.
Hey.
You know, thank you all for joining us. We've been doing this call for quite a while now and definitely getting a lot of positive feedback. I think everybody is just craving positivity and motivation and encouragement, and you know, we're happy to provide that for you because you know, it seems like more and more, especially this time of year, in this year in particular, we can be bombarded with negativity, and that's not what this call is all about. And we know that in order to keep our spirits high, our frequency high, we have to maybe take charge of what we expose ourselves to on a daily basis. And so this is just our way to help you guys and ourselves start the week off right. Many times I've even thought maybe we should have this call every morning because that's the thing about motivation is that it's not something that you can just do every once in a while and keep it consistent. I heard Zig Ziglar say once on a podcast I was listening to that a company asked him once, like, do you think you can come, you know, once and it be enough to keep my employees motivated long term? And he said, no. And they said, well, why are we paying you then? And he said, well, you know, it's kind of like taking a bath. You do have to keep doing it, but I'm still a fan of taking a bath, just like motivation. You have to keep it up, but I'm still a fan of it. So I thought that was kind of an interesting point that he made. But today we're specifically talking about sharing your story with many people all at once. And in our business, the easiest way to do that is through team calls. Lindy and I both host our weekly team calls, and we have consistently for years. And I wanted to kind of tell you guys a little bit a story about how I got started and how Lindy motivated me to step out of my comfort zone and host this team call. And then we're going to talk about why it's so important and, you know, just some things that the two of us have learned along the way. But before I start that, Lindy, do you have anything you want to interject with real quick before I tell you or before I tell everybody listening in how you made me do it?
No, I think you should just go ahead, get into it.
Okay. So as you all probably know, I started my business in August of 2014, and I absolutely love sharing with my story with people, but for some reason it was completely outside of my comfort zone to share it with what could be more than one person on a conference line. It felt like a great responsibility, that next step that I wasn't sure I was ready for, but Lindy and Jen Ellis actually confronted me on a call and said, Carly, if you want to take your business to the next level, you're going to have to host a team call. And see, I've been plugging into their team calls religiously for, you know, the entire time I'd had my business going, so a few months at that point, but nowhere in my heart did I feel like I was ready to do what they were doing because they seemed like such pros. You know, they could tell their story without saying 5,000 times. They could, you know, give all the information about our products and our business with such confidence, and I didn't feel like I could do that like they did. And they convinced me that if I would do it, I would at some point feel just as confident as they did. And they encouraged me to, they challenged me actually, to do it every single week in the month of November. This was back in 2014, and just to see what would happen. So I did, and I only did it because they were encouraging me to, not because I necessarily wanted to or felt like I could do a good job. And, you know, what happened next was kind of funny because every single week that month, I hosted this call. I had Lindy or Jen. She also dialed in as well. And one person on my team to share their experience. And every week that month, I had exactly three people on my call. Actually, that's a lie. I had four people on my call. Me, Lindy, or Jen, the person sharing their experience with me, and my mom. I can always count on her. But what happened during that time is that it felt, it eased the pressure for me a little bit. It eased my fears. And for 4 weeks in a row, I practiced sharing my experience on this conference line and sharing about our company and our products on this conference line. And although I certainly wasn't a pro after 4 weeks, I definitely felt like I was more prepared. So I started putting it out there more often, started inviting more people to the calls, and my confidence grew. And when my confidence grew, our calls grew. And so it wasn't any longer just four people dialing in, but sometimes there would be 14 people dialing in. Sometimes there would be 24 people dialing in or 34. And although it varies week to week, I know that the more people that are on this call, the more people are hearing these amazing experiences and the more potential lives are being changed because of it, all because of this 20 to 30 minute call that I host once a week. So if you're on this line and you know exactly what I'm talking about, you're part of our team, part of our business, and you're not hosting your team call, I want to ask you, what's getting in your way? Why aren't you doing it? And what can we do to help you take that next step? But Lindy, I want you to jump on a little bit and tell us about your first experiences with team calls.
Yes. Well, you know, I had a very similar experience. You know, when I started my team call, it was in, I think, March of 2014. And, you know, Jen and Maria were telling me that this is what I needed to do if I wanted to grow my business. This is what successful people were doing. If you want to be successful, you do what successful people do. So I did the same thing. I got out of my comfort zone. I remember being so nervous about putting it out there like that because it seemed so much easier to either hide behind Facebook messaging or, you know, just sticking to that one-on-one, time that you share with somebody. And so it was scary. And I'm not going to lie, I was so nervous. And I remember, you know, I think Tina Hagler was the first person that hopped on my team call. And that was a long time ago. It was just Tina and Jen. I don't even know if my mom dialed in that first call. I mean, I'm sure she probably did. But, you know, it was nerve-wracking. And, but I knew that I wanted to take on a leadership role. I knew that I wanted to do what I needed to do to be successful. After I made the decision that, you know, I was all in with this thing, you know, why would I not do what the people that are having success are doing? You know, and I think that that's true no matter what industry you're in, no matter what your goals are, that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You know, you find somebody in your industry that is where you want to be, and you do what they did to get there. And is your journey or your path going to be exactly the same as everybody else's? Absolutely not. You know, we all have our own story to tell, and all the things that we do along the way are going to shape how we relate to others. But the thing is, there are key things that we can do each and every day that, you know, look like what the people that have come before us have done to be successful. And that team call was one of those things. So when I finally decided to bite the bullet and just do it, it got easier and easier every single time. And, you know, I love that, you know, not long ago, I saw one of our leaders, you know, just share a live video on Facebook, you know, and just talk about how, you know, when things that leaders are doing look easy to them, it's not because it came easy at the beginning. It's because they practice. It's because they do it over and over and over again. We can do it in our sleep because we've been doing it so many times. So when it comes super easy to share our story and you listen and you think, gosh, I can never do that, if you believe that, that's going to be the truth for you. The thing is, you start putting these things into action, they get easier and easier over time, and no longer is it a feeling like you're having to get out of your comfort zone to make these things happen. It becomes a feeling of leading, and leading by example, and doing what it takes. And, you know, fear is no longer an issue. Your comfort zone is no longer an issue, because practice makes perfect. And so, you know, the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. And it's just, you know, having those team calls and, you know, practicing sharing your story, and doing what it takes, doing what those people that you're following have done to be successful is going to be the key to your success. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't think that you can accomplish your goals without doing those things, because it's important. And that's why our leadership shares these things with us. So what are your thoughts, Carly?
Well, that's perfect, and you're right. It's a game of follow the leader, truthfully. And, you know, if you're not having the success or you're not getting the place that you want to be, I think that it's important to look to the people that you want to be like and do what they're doing. And one main thing that people that are having success are doing is having these team calls. You know, we have a standing weekly team call, but some of our leaders do it even more often. And so, you know, that's something that I personally want to improve upon, is hosting more and more of these team calls or even friends and family calls that are specific to brand new people coming in, where they invite just their friends and family to listen to their story, and I get to be backup for that. You know, I can definitely see that I have room for improvement there. But, Lindy, when do you think that someone is ready to start hosting their own team call?
When they decide they want to do this and be successful. There is no perfect time. You just have to make the decision. And if you have somebody that has joined you, you need to get them prepared to share their experience with others. And so there is no magic formula or perfect timing for this besides you making the choice. You know what? I want to get my newest people on a call. And so let's do it.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard stories of people hosting team calls in their first 3 days starting their business. But that's because they grew super passionate in a short amount of time and felt led to do that. So if you're passionate about what you're doing and you want to get the word out there, like, you know, our CEO of our company says, you know, if you're scared to share Thrive, then, you know, that's more about what's inside you than, you know, than our product itself. And so, you know, also you don't have time. You know, once you get things started and things start growing and people start coming to you, you don't have time necessarily to spend half an hour on the phone with every single person that you're wanting to share with. You know, these team calls can be a great way to reach a lot of people all at once rather than individually. And plus, there's more than one person usually sharing their experience, which is very powerful in validating, you know, what you're doing. So, you know, I hope that that this is kind of giving you a little bit of background about what we went through at the beginning and our fears and our confidence issues and how we were able to move beyond that. So, you know, before you can start hosting your own team call, first you need to have your own conference line. We use freeconferencecallhd.com. They give you your own number, your own code, and you can use it anytime. Just go to that website and set up your conference line. That's the very first step that you need to take. Secondly, you need to establish when you would like to do it. I recommend starting with a time that works for you. There's no way that you can make everyone happy or work with everyone's schedule, but find something that will easily fit into your routine on a consistent basis. If you're going to, you know, 6 p.m. church services on Sunday night, trust me, don't schedule your team call for Sunday nights, because it will be very easy to push it aside and do something else. So find something that works for you. Make sure that you're having at least one other person come on and share their experience. And I also recommend having one of your leaders share as well, so that if you're not confident yet in talking about all the details and the ins and outs of the business or even the product, you have some backup there to help you out. And trust me, when you just got to say go, you just have to say yes to this and just do it. The first time, I thought I was going to have a, you know, panic attack because I was so worried about what everybody would think. And you know what? Nobody dialed in anyways. So I got to practice, and all that worry was all for nothing. But just do it. And the more you do it and the more consistently you do it, and you're showing people that you're here on Thursday nights at 8:45, they will come. And it might not be right away, but they will come at some point. And, you know, it will all be worth it at that time. Lindy, do you have anything else you want to share about team calls or getting started? Or, you know, I want to be invited to be on some of these team calls. So, I would be shocked if we didn't have some new people posting about their team calls this week.
For sure. You know, I think that this goes back to the theme of earlier calls is, if you want something, you have to just say yes. You have to walk through the door. You have to do what it takes. You have to set a goal. So make one of your goals to do these individual steps to ensure your success. So say yes to your call and go do them.
Definitely. Well, you know, I hope this call has been motivating for you, and it encourages you to step outside of your comfort zone and really think about what's holding you back, and realizing that some of these fears may just be all in your head. But I know this call is a little bit different than most of our others, because our others have been just in general, you know, finding ways to motivate you, encouraging you, setting goals and so forth. And this one was very specific to our business, but we thought it was an important topic that needed to be tackled. So I hope you found it useful, and I hope that you'll dial into our weekly team calls. I know Lindy's is Tuesdays at 7, and mine are Thursdays at 8:45 p.m., so that's central time for both of those, of course. And dial in, and if you're not quite sure you're ready to do that, dial into ours and see how it goes. I mean, we pretty much follow the same format every single week. Listen to more team calls, and then I think that that will help you feel more ready to host one of your own. You know, Lindy, if you have anything else to share,
okay.
Otherwise, I'll go ahead and end this call.
I do have one more thing to add. And, you know, a great way to get used to sharing on a team call is to volunteer. And we're always looking for volunteers to share on our team calls. So all you have to do is let us know. I'm currently taking applications for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So, you know, if you're interested in sharing your experience, then, you know, tomorrow night at 7 is our weekly team call.
So let me know.
Same here. Same here. Accepting applications. Exactly. Well, that's awesome, Lindy. And she's absolutely right. You know, the hardest part is taking that first step. But once you do it, you'll be glad that you did. So, you guys, I hope you have the most amazing Monday and the most amazing week. We will be back here next Monday at 10 a.m. for our Motivation Monday. And, of course, like Lindy said, those two team call slots as well. We hope to hear from you. We're looking for volunteers / applicants for sharing on our team calls. So let us know. And also let us know if you're ready to take that step. We would love to be the ones backing you up. So with that, you guys, I'll go ahead and officially end this call. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.